of 1940, and I traveled overland with a party of Indians from Nain to Seven Islands in the Gulf. And from Seven Islands, I went on up to Montreal, joined up in Montreal. But we were 3 months going over. We had food, the ordinary flour, tea, lard sort of thing, for 1 month. After that, I lived exactly as an Indian lives in the country, you see. I think I saw probably the last of the old Indian way of life, because with the war and the change it brought, the price of furs dropped and so on, and the Indians didn't bother to go back in the country as they did when fur prices were high. We had 2 months living completely off the country, and 1 month, May, wasn't so bad. We were in the George River, Michikamu country, where there's lots of game, lots of fish, good fish. But our last month, June, part of July, we were on the height of land and then into the plateau that tips into the Gulf, and that's very, very hungry country. We lived on fish when we could get them, and as I remember now, we just had one black bear the whole distance. At one point, we had 5 days completely without food, except berries. And I ate so many suckers and whitefish that I never want to see them again. They may be a fairly good fish when you cook them properly, but when you just heat them up in river water without salt and without a bit of fat pork, I never want to see another one.
What did you wear during this trip, Mac? What did you put on your feet?
Oh, Indian moccasins. Exactly the same as the Indians, you see. And then the Indians just wore the caribou hide moccasins. They're not waterproof, not by any means. You just paddle around the water, and after a while you become accustomed to it. You don't worry about it anymore. You know, your feet swell, of course. It's just the action of cold water, I guess. And but you don't feel very uncomfortable. I think the most uncomfortable thing is crossing these big lakes. In a canoe, you're kneeling all the time, and in the spring you get a lot of showers, these real thunder showers. You know, the canoe just about fills up, so you're sitting in water, and kneeling in water, and paddling, you're soaked. But when you reach the other side, just a few minutes, you know, you have a big fire going.
And you drain off.
Everyone is steam. You steam off.
Yes. Well, how far did you walk? Have you any idea?
No, I don't. We followed the Indian trails, and they wind around, follow the river valleys and so on. Maybe, as a guess, between 1,200, 1,500 miles, perhaps.
And then what happened to you when you got to Sept Îles? Did you get a great welcome?
Yes, I went to jail. You see, then, a Newfoundlander, and Newfoundland at that time was a British colony. Canada was at war, and of course we were a foreign country. We were an ally, I hope, but still a foreign country. And I didn't have any identification whatsoever. But the Mountie chap there, Corporal Dubay, he was very, very good to me. He put me in jail, and I went out to meals to a French home in Seven Islands. I never ate so well in my life. And the old lady who fed me, she just bring along food and just watch. Great astonishment. This food would just disappear and keep disappearing. I was hungry as a wolf, you see, when I got out.
Yes. And then you joined the army.
Then I joined the army, yes. Yes.
Well, thanks again, Max. Thank you.
Thank you.
That amongst all your other trades, you're a bit of a plumber. Can you tell us something of your